Gentlemen, this is the August 23rd, 2021 meeting of the Building and Standards Commission. The commission will conduct its business in accordance with the posted agenda. Copies of the agenda can be found in the foyer outside of these chamber doors. The first agenda item is the reading of the purpose of the Building and Standards Commission. The commission was created by ordinance number 694 on May 27, 1968. Its duty is to hear and approve or deny appeals of the building inspector with respect to the repair, vacation, or demolition of any building or structure or portion thereof and the enforcement of Chapter 36 of the Code of Ordinances. It also considers approval or denial of appeals of the building official's interpretation of the International Building Codes. The commission is made up of five volunteer city residents who are appointed to two-year staggered terms. The members are qualified as nearly as practicable in one or more of the fields of building construction, architecture, engineering, sanitation, or health. Now, the next agenda item is the approval of the minutes from February 8th, 2021 of the Building and Standards Commission meeting. Has everyone had a chance to read the minutes?
Yes.
Do we have any changes or corrections?
No.
All right. Since no, do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
I move that we approve the February 8th, 2021 commission minutes as submitted.
A second.
A motion has been made by Stacy and a second has been made by Russ. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted. All right. The next agenda item is item number 210737. Conduct a public hearing to consider, discuss, act on a level 2 historic neighborhood improvement zone tax exemption for the home located at 606 Tucker Street. Could we please hear the city staff report?
Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I'm Paula Nasta. I am the historic preservation and downtown development planner here at the city, or the new one at least. we're here to talk about, to conduct a public hearing to consider and discuss or act on the request by Mr. Daniel Dillard for the approval of a level 2 historic neighborhood improvement zone tax exemption for the house located at 606 Tucker. We are recommending final approval for a level 2 tax exemption for the property on February 23rd, 2021. The applicant submitted paid receipts for the following plumbing updates in the amount of $5,604 and a complete re-roof in the amount of $10,065. That exceeds the $10,000 for the level 2 exemption qualification. And as you can see from the pictures here, this is the before photographs. And then these are the after photographs. They have painted the structure, done some repairs to the outside, put on a new roof, added gutters, and then redone their plumbing and electrical on the inside. There are pictures, as you scroll through, of some of the interior things. The owner is out of the country, so she's not here to speak on her behalf right now. But she did apologize for not having better pictures of replacing the plumbing and electrical, since it's all been covered up and finished. So, any questions?
All right, thank you. Are there any questions for the city staff? All right. This is a public hearing item. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak in favor or against this item? Hearing none. Is there anything? All right. If there are no others wishing to speak on this item, then I will close the public hearing and open discussion among the commission. Do you have any questions, anything? Anyone?
Nope.
Discuss.
I think the pictures tell a story.
All right. All right, is there a motion?
Motion to approve?
The question.
That's the last one?
Is it the last one? Okay, I move that the structure located at, my screen turned off.
606 Tucker,
be granted the tax exemption as applied for and stated and verified by the historic preservation officer.
Is there a second to that motion?
I second.
Go ahead.
All right. A motion has been made by Russ, seconded by Chantel. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, the next agenda item is 210738. Conduct a public hearing to consider, discuss, act on an option to restore or demolish the structure located at 500 North McDonald Street. Could I please hear the city staff report?
Good afternoon, Carrie Simpson, Director of Code Services. Yes, I believe that some of you may remember back early last year, we brought this forward. And we had met with the church, Pastor Spearman and Mr. Bentley are here today. At that time, we had decided that we would really much like to work forward with them on allowing them to rehab it. And they were obtaining grants, and they're working through that process. Then we didn't have a board meeting due to COVID, and then we came back to you early this year. Unfortunately, we had the same discussion, but what happened, literally it was right before the terrible snowstorm, and admin were not able to file the documents with the county assessor. And so we're here again to bring forward to you that we would like to, the staff recommends to continue working with the church, St. James Church, who owns 500 South McDonald Street. We're very supportive of them rehabbing it, but we would like to bring it back to the Building Standards Commission so that they have the opportunity to help us work through the process. I know Pastor Spearman, you may have some comments that you'd like to make, sir.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you, Carrie. Are there any questions for C-Staff before? And since this is a public hearing, is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak in favor or against this item?
In favor. Sir.
All right, please approach the podium, state your name and address for the record.
William Spearman, 2832 Thrush, Mesquite, Texas. I am the pastor of St. James CME Church. She's already said everything that I had already written down to say. Basically, the winter storm, we are obtaining grants. We had to try to come up with a way to obtain the grant that will include demolition, but not necessarily, simply because this may qualify as a historical site. So we want to preserve the old East McKinney facing as much as possible. But we have been granted the grants. What happened was, just as she said, right after the February meeting, then we had the winter storm. And the winter storm caused our eyes to be taken off of that property and placed on the damages that was done to the church itself. So that's what's happened. So we're still on the journey of the rehab, but that's just what happened.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to present to the commission?
Actually, I would like to propose, and I apologize, I didn't do this. What we would like to do is we would like to work with the church to continue to apply for and obtain grants. They do have some. I think their initial grant was $80,000 they've received. But what I'd like to do is to come back with the commission's approval to do intermittent checkups every 60 to 90 days so that we can make sure this moves forward. And I do want to just say for the record that the building is secured, because I know that is something that you're very much concerned about, public safety. So it is secured, and the church is doing a good job in maintaining it and cutting the lawns and doing that type of thing.
Thank you, Carrie. All right. Is there anyone else in the audience who would like to speak in favor or against this item?
I do have some questions. Do we have any kind of, and we've asked this a couple of times, is there any kind of time frame?
Well,
because we're looking at now a year and a half into
right.
this, roughly.
What we're doing now are interviewing contractors.
Okay.
We've even sought out the city just to see what the price is. We're going back and forth whether the demolition is the proper thing to do or to saving the facing for the historical content of the city is the proper thing to do. What we had planned was to put the eight units on the property, but now we're also looking at including that unit, those two units, in inclusive to the build, so it can be rehabbed while building, and that'll be also part of that property.
Okay, so if we meet again in 60 or 90 days when you have an update, is there going to be an update or a week?
There will be an update.
Okay.
There will be an update.
Okay, so we're going to start seeing some.
There will be an update. Okay. There will be an update.
Okay.
I'll say it again. There will be an update. Okay.
Okay.
And so, just to be clear, you have some grant money approved in.
Yes.
Yes.
We have $150,000 and $80,000 that is already approved for the project.
So a total of $230,000.
Right.
Okay. And so the question is really the what to do next, I guess,
right,
is where we're at.
Right.
So we have some amount of money. We don't know if it's enough.
That's definitely not enough.
Okay.
So what we're doing is trying to see the best use of the property.
Okay.
And whether it's 50-50 let me not say that. We just need to see the best use of the property. And demoing the property may not be the best use for the city. So that's what we're looking at now. Now that we did get our church fixed, and we're not 100% complete on that, because different things happen. Cost of materials went up. Cost of labor went up. So all of those things changed that dynamic. Do you want to speak?
So you have 220 or 230?
Yes.
Do we have any idea how much we think it would cost? Are you halfway there at the 230?
To build these structures, or would cost for what?
Well, demolition's going to be less if you demolish
demolition,
it. But
$10,000 probably.
Yeah. But I guess if you're going to refurbish it or whatever the plans are.
That's what we're looking into now.
Do we have any idea what that cost would be?
Not as of yet, but you will know the next time that we show.
Okay.
And if I might add, one of the things that Pastor Spearman and I have talked about is we're going to have the folks at the church talk to our historic preservation officer, and the city would be willing with a signature to actually do the demolition if that's what they decide to do, and then they can move forward at their own level, and then it would be leaned on the property and they would pay us back at the point that they started the project. So that is an option that Pastor Spearman and I have been talking about.
Okay.
But hopefully we will definitely have a response for you next time. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else in the audience who would like to speak in favor or against this item? Hearing none, if there are no others wishing to speak on this item, then I'll close the public hearing and open discussion among the commission. So like
I think we table. Didn't we table it last time? That was our option. Yeah.
Yeah, you can. Well, you can table it indefinitely, or you can postpone it. And postponing it just puts it to the next meeting.
Yeah.
So since they're going to be here the next meeting, then we can just postpone it. Okay.
So if we do the permit 30-day, that's basically like.
I believe it would be.
So it would be under postponing a question.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is there a motion?
I move that this item be postponed until the next meeting.
There a second?
I second.
A motion has been made by Stacy and seconded by Russ. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
All right. Oh, a motion to adjourn.
All right. This includes all of our agenda items. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I move we adjourn this commission meeting.
A second.
All right. The motion has been made by Stacy, seconded by Chantel. This meeting is adjourned.